I'm Marco Werman. This is The World.
Hey! No, 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 no!
Shoppers storming into a store, elbows flying, trying to get the best deals on this Black Friday. Not here. Nope. That's in London. Kind of reminds me of this. Hysteria in Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. For my producer, Andrea, it's more like the stampede in The Lion King.
Hold on, Simba!
For my BBC colleague Adam Curtley, though, it's no movie. It's what really happened in front of him at a major retail outlet near London's Wembley Stadium.
Well, you know, they play American football at Wembley now, the NFL, and quite honestly, I want some of that American football kit with all its padding.
Instead of Friday Night Lights, though, it was Black Friday madness in London today. But when you think about it, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. Because other countries don't celebrate Thanksgiving, so the day after is just another Friday, only now with deep discounts. Here's Adam Curtley outside that London store again.
It was a scrum when the doors opened at 8 a.m. UK time. There were crowds of people waiting to get in, queuing into the car park. I guess many of them have queued most of the night. And when the doors opened at 8 o'clock for Black Friday here, with 70% off widescreen TVs, etc., the scrum was amazing. It was a stramash. It was like that bull run in Pamplona in Spain. They ran in, almost falling over each other. It was chaotic, to be honest. They ran down the one aisle selected for Black Friday, grabbing boxes of this, grabbing boxes of that. It was that sort of basic animal instinct of I may miss out, like sort of penguins at feeding time at the zoo.
Great,
it got
yeah.
a little bit, to be serious though, it got a little bit nasty at one point where people were pushing each other over, fighting over boxes, and a big pile of TV, widescreen TV boxes almost fell over, and we journalists have retreated a little bit down a corridor for our own safety.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds kind of nasty. So I saw these pictures posted at Asda, which is actually owned by Walmart, we should say, of so-called flat screen fanatics. Aside from the latest cheapest LCD TV, what else has gotten people to the stores?
Yeah, it has to be said in Walmart's defense and Asda's defense that this store, which is what the pictures you've seen will be from this store I'm sitting in now, never attracted so much violence for the police to come. There have been some other supermarkets where the police were called to break up fights, etc. But it wasn't just widescreen TVs, although they all shifted, they've all gone. But there was a big pallet piled high with microwaves this morning when I got here, taller than me and several deep. The last one of those went by 11 this morning. And funnily enough, the weirdest thing that's been really popular here are power washers. You know, you plug it into the mains and you get a jet of water you can clean your driveway with. They seem to be very popular for some reason.
Adam, was there any version of Black Friday before Black Friday?
This is about its third year in the UK, but this is the biggest by far. Walmart lay claim to bringing it over to the UK, but so does Amazon. Amazon said it brought it over here 3 years ago because British online shoppers had spotted bargains in the US on Black Friday that they weren't getting here. Don't know who's right, who's wrong, but whoever's brought it over, it certainly caught on. Black Friday here is this new phenomenon in the last 2 or 3 years, which this year has gone absolutely ballistic.
So will this American Black Friday supplant the very British Boxing Day?
It's all to do with stock. If Christmas goes well and Black Friday has helped kickstart that, then we obviously, I guess, the Boxing Day sales won't have as much stock to sell. If, however, people do this, and don't forget how busy this is, it's still a small proportion of the British population, 70 million. If Christmas is a bit of a damp squib this year, and we don't know that for the next 3 or 4 weeks yet, but if it is a damp squib, there'll be lots of stock to sell on Boxing Day and into the new year. We don't know the answer today.
That was the BBC's Adam Curtley watching the mayhem in London. Let's turn to Toronto, where the CBC's Linda Ward also checked out the Black Friday trend. Adam Curtley compared the scene there, Linda, to a football game. So did you go to a sale and a hockey match broke out?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit more tame here in Toronto. I'm at one of the busiest malls, Toronto's Eaton Centre, right in the heart of downtown Toronto. And I've been told that they're expecting more than 270,000 people here today. But so far, everybody's been well behaved, although I did hear from one retailer who said they had a bit of a run on peppermint bark, if you'll believe it. And they got a little bit nervous. but they do have quite a bit of stock, so everybody was calm and collected. But Canadians tend to be a little bit polite about this kind of thing. You know, they take it in stride, although the mall is very, very packed, and people are kind of tripping all over each other as they walk around here. But generally, everybody's been well-mannered.
Yeah, well, one city's peppermint bark is another city's flat screen TV. When did this Black Friday trend start in Canada?
Black Friday really started to take hold in Canada in about 2010, and we saw over the last few years we've seen the sales go up. We've seen more Canadians stay here at home. Now, of course, being so close to the U.S. border, there is still that temptation to go across the border, but some U.S. retailers really push to bring Black Friday here to Canada, trying to keep Canadian shoppers and Canadian money right here in Canada. And so we've seen, you know, the likes of J. Crew and The Gap, some online retailers as well, pushing Black Friday sales, saying, you know, that the deals here are just as good as what you get across the border. Now, from the people that I've been speaking with here at the mall, I don't know, I've been getting some mixed reviews. They've been saying, you know, that it has been worth their while to go over the border, that sometimes the deals here just don't quite match what they're seeing in the States.
And what about that big day in Canada like they have in the UK, Boxing Day, the day after Christmas? Is that still important?
It is still important, but here in the mall that I'm at, they say that last year was the first year that Black Friday sales have actually eclipsed Boxing Day sales, and they expect that to happen again. And lots of people still do go out on Boxing Day and get those deals, but because this is before Christmas, a lot of people are now taking advantage of Black Friday as a way to get out, to get some good deals on those holiday purchases, but also to do some shopping for themselves. I'd say 90% of the people that I've been speaking with here say that they're out here shopping for their own personal goods. They want to take advantage of maybe a brand new winter coat and get a good deal on things like that for themselves, not so much for Christmas. So it'll be really interesting to see this Boxing Day. As they say, it is last year we saw a 20% increase in in-store sales over the year before. It'll be interesting to see what those numbers are this year as we go into Boxing Day to see if Boxing Day sales are actually down this year.
Is there any culture of not buying? I think of, you know, Adbusters, which is based up in Canada, a nonprofit anti-consumerism organization. Is there a culture that'll maybe trump Black Friday, or is this just going to get bigger and bigger?
I think Black Friday in Canada is expected to get bigger and bigger. Now, we have, obviously, like I mentioned before, we have people who take advantage of Black Friday in the States from Canada as well. They go over the border. And certainly this year, we have seen lower gas prices that's driving people across the border even more. They don't worry about things like gas prices. Is it worth the drive to Buffalo from here? We're also seeing a little bit of a lag in the Canadian dollar. So maybe your dollar in the States is not going to go as far. So they're sticking around here. It depends on things like that. It depends on the Canadian dollar's worth against the U.S. dollar. It depends on things like gas prices as to whether or not Black Friday will really start to soar here in Canada. But certainly the trend over the last 4 years is that sales here on Black Friday and beyond, even the weeks surrounding Black Friday, have only gone up.